Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this December 5th, 2023. Have your host, James, here, and I am joined by our great friend of the station and all of us here in the community. Reverend Beth Habhacker is with us right now from the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. Beth, always good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate the time. I actually just want to catch up with Beth after everybody. She comes into the studio, and I realize, I haven't talked to you in a while.
That's been a while.
I want to spend the next half an hour doing. But we got a job to do. Let's go ahead and take care of things. Before we get into Blue Christmas and some of the great activities that you guys have going on this month, do you mind if we rewind a little bit and go to the book sale? I believe you got some numbers on that.
I do. It's great to be able to share that we raised over $3,500 at the book sale this year. So thank you all for coming out and supporting by giving books and by coming to buy the books. With that, we are in conversation with Midstate, and we will be able to offer three $1,000 scholarships for next school year. And so we are thrilled to be able to support Midstate. And we love the fact that the scholarships that we are sponsoring are specifically for non-traditional students. So people that are maybe going back to school to learn a new trade, or those that maybe have dropped out of school at one point and want to go back and finish up. It's for those students who financially may need the help to be able to do that.
That impacts our whole world. You know, I mean, it really does. They say, just take for an example, because it's a wide range of people this can affect. But you bring up a person going back to school. That will more than likely be a parent, or oftentimes a single parent.
Exactly.
That is a person who is going to better themselves, get a better job, put better into the community, makes them being able to help take care of their children better, et cetera, et cetera. All these things add up. And it goes so much farther than I think we could even realize or put into words sometimes. And that's if you guys were able to do one scholarship. Three scholarships. I don't know what number I expected, Beth. I didn't expect one that big. That is awesome. Shout out to this community, to all of you guys at the Moravian Church, getting all this going. Nice work.
Well, especially after last year when we were still just trying to make up from being in the pandemic, and we were only able to give away one $500 scholarship. And that disappointed us. So we are thrilled to be able to bounce back this year so well and offer so much to, you know, three individuals who are looking to better themselves.
I appreciate the update on this. I appreciate what you guys are doing, and already looking forward to next year. I know that my mom is looking forward to it. I know there's plenty of people in the community already looking forward to that event. So we'll talk more about it as we get closer to it. We are right around the corner to Christmas.
We are.
And there are plenty of big and fun things to look forward to around Christmas in this time of year. But this is also can be a very difficult time of year.
Yes.
I know that, and I only bring this up, one, because Beth is a very good friend of mine, and also because you've shared this before. But this is a time of year that hits you really close to home.
It does. It's a bittersweet time of year. And I love to use that. You know, the song says it's the most wonderful time of the year, but that's not always the case for everybody. You've experienced a loss this year. I've experienced losses in my life. It's been 15 and 12 consecutively with my mom and my sister. And so coming to Christmas Day, or the holidays that we would traditionally celebrate with them, there's something missing. There's grief that surrounds even the joy of being with the family that we do have with us. And so we want to recognize that it's okay. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to have grief. It's okay to be struggling in this time of year. Because just because the calendar changes or the time of year changes doesn't mean our life situation always changes. So we want to have an opportunity for the community to come together and recognize that, to say, this hurts.
Thank you, as always, for sharing. I appreciate you so much, love you so much, and appreciate what you do. I don't want to celebrate Christmas this year.
Right.
I'll be honest with everybody. I don't really care. I don't really want. It's December 25th. It's just a day. I just got, in the last handful of years, I just started to get into Christmas.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of bad memories tied to it. I just started to get into it, and I haven't really addressed this too much on the air, but my grandfather, my papa, passed away in the last couple of weeks. And this was always a really important time of year to him and his family. He loved the holiday, but what he really loved is that it brought all the family together and all those things. And yeah, I'm not the only one feeling this. My mom and dad are in a similar place, and other relatives of mine. And one of the things that we realized in this is, we were open and we were honest with it, because at first we were so afraid to bring anybody else down.
Right.
It was a big concern with this. And I think that it's something that we don't really think about when it comes to this subject matter of a blue Christmas, of a melancholy Christmas, mm-hmm. if you will. The idea of, and especially us in the Midwest, and the way we handle things.
Right.
We don't want to bother anybody. We don't want to put our problems on somebody else, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what the world is built on, and that's what this time of year is about,
right.
is leaning on each other, is being there for each other, right?
It's interesting that especially in the Midwest, mm-hmm. we're all about helping each other, and we love the feeling of being able to help somebody out. And then we don't think to ask for the help. And yeah. then I had to say this to my mom as she was dying as well, because she felt guilty about having us help her in yeah. those last weeks. And oh. I looked at her, I said, "Mom, you know that feeling you get when you help others?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Do you realize you deny others that feeling
yeah.
when you don't let them help you?" And that's something that we need to remember, is that when we ask for help, we're allowing the other person to feel what we feel when we are the ones helping.
Took me into my 40s to realize
yeah.
that. I hate admitting that, but it really did. It took so long. I used to mm-hmm. just never ask anybody for anything, all of that stuff, and think I was doing right by people, when really I've been holding back, and I've been depriving my friends and family, the yeah. people that mean the most to me, having the feeling that I get when I help them.
Yep.
It's so Midwest. It really is. And I love that about us. I love that about our people.
Right.
It's a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing necessarily, but it's also one of those things that, hey, we're all getting older. It's important to grow as a human mm-hmm. being and realize that actually the strongest thing you can do in life is leaning on each other, is
right.
being there for each other.
We were brought into community. We were created into community.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to rely on community. Pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps is a double-edged sword. It's
yeah.
good to have the motivation to try to do things as best you can, but there's a reality that we can't do everything on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And to have people there to surround you, to support you, to love you through it is a wonderful thing. And that's one of the reasons why we want to offer this worship service.
Mm-hmm.
And the Blue Christmas service started from our congregation. It's something I brought with me from my mm-hmm. previous parish
yeah.
that I really appreciated. And I'm thrilled that now our Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism, our grace group, has taken this on as a mm-hmm. community effort. So it's not just our church, even though it will be held at the Moravian Church this mm-hmm. year on December 20th mm-hmm. at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Wednesday evening, so mm-hmm. don't look for us on a Sunday. It's a Wednesday
right.
evening, December 20th at 6 p.m. But at least two other churches, the Port Edwards United Methodist Church and mm. Grace Lutheran Church here in town, will also be participating in that.
Mm.
So we are thrilled that this is going to be able to expand and hopefully reach even more people. It's wonderful. We've got several of our funeral homes in town that do mm. special services for families that mm. they've served throughout the year. Sometimes that's not always a convenient time mm-hmm. or the right place. So if you're looking for another opportunity, we hope that you will consider joining us for this one.
Are there other are there other things a part of this event that we should let people know about?
Yes, if you would like to bring some type of a symbol of mm-hmm. what you're struggling. Now, mm-hmm. for me, it's the loss of loved ones that I wish would be here to celebrate with.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be bringing a picture of both my mother and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage you, if it's financial, if there's something health-wise, if there's a symbol that you have, during the worship service, there'll be an opportunity to come forward and put that on a table and light a candle.
Mm.
To represent that you're lifting that up to God.
Mm.
We're not going to keep them. You will mm-hmm. be able to take them back with you at the end of the service. But it's an opportunity to have a little bit of a ritual with
yeah.
it, because when you can tie something physical with the feeling, it helps you to process it a little bit more. So we want to offer that opportunity as well.
Our brains like routine.
Mm-hmm.
The human brain loves routine from day one to the end of days. It's the way our brains work. And traditions are very routine-based.
Mm-hmm.
And creating a new tradition like something like this is a great way to keep that person in your holidays, in your spirits,
Absolutely.
in your memories, in your mind,
mm-hmm.
Bringing them with you for future holidays
mm-hmm.
and for future generations, for
right.
younger people that maybe didn't get to experience them and stuff, to be able to have a chance to get to know them a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great window into that.
Right. And for me, I was blessed that both of my mom and my sister had a symbol that they loved. So my mom collected frogs. So for her, it stood for fully rely on God.
Ooh, gosh, that's good.
So,
wow, is that good?
She had probably 1,500 different types of frogs by the time she died that we were able to give to people at her funeral, that they were able to take a piece of her with her. Mm. And so I have frog ornaments that I put up on my tree every year. And so mom's there. My sister loved pigs. She loved the cute little barnyard pig kind of thing. So I have a pig ornament that I put on my tree. So there are symbols that we have in our homes that allow us to keep that person alive with us. Mm-hmm. And for me, when the Bible says love never ends, it's something, just because the person we know and love is no longer present with us, doesn't mean that we don't still love them. And it doesn't mean that we don't still feel the love they had for us. That's what it means when love never ends.
Mm-hmm. Well said. With an event like this, too, it's a great opportunity to not be alone, to not feel alone, to understand that you're not alone in this and that other people are struggling. I think that it's one of the greater gifts we can give to each other is leaning on each other in these moments and being there, but also sharing of these things. It's so brave and so incredibly beautiful to see somebody share things like you just did, or that you're able to be a part of that and understand that your pain, while it is yours and you deserve to feel all your feelings, that you are not alone, to give a little perspective to this too and stuff. And I think that as human beings, we need that at times. And here's an opportunity for that. I also don't want to skate past the idea of multiple churches coming together. I will never normalize this. That's beautiful. That's incredible. And it makes our community that much stronger, our faith that much stronger, our people that much stronger. A rising tide raises all boats. And that's what this does. I really commend all of you for working together and coming together. That's not something that I grew up with or I grew up around. And I'm so thankful to see this day and age where that's where we're going as a society, where it isn't that way anymore. Right. You know?
We choose to focus on what we share in common, which is our belief in God. Yeah. And that's what we choose to live out.
It's a very, very beautiful and unique thing. Beth, when again, what are the details of the event again?
Again, it's going to be Wednesday, December 20th at 6 p.m. It's going to be held at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South. It's on the corner of 1st and Goggins and 3rd and Goggins. So come on in. We will be glad to welcome you into the warmth. In addition to bringing a symbol with you and being able to light a candle, if you choose, there will be people that are off to the side of the sanctuary that you can go to if you would just like a private prayer with somebody to kind of just uphold you and support you in that time as well.
It's a really nice thing to offer. That's a really good idea. I usually in this, we used to have a break. And I would take it right now because I need it. I need to clear my eyes and everything. But I want to keep moving because we got good other stuff to talk about and other great things going on over at the Moravian Church. And you have a Christmas caroling coming up on Sunday. That sounds fun.
We do. And actually, our children's Christmas program will be a part of our worship experience this Sunday as well. Cool. So if you like to see little ones telling you a little bit more about the Christmas story, this is the week to come. Or join us online. We live stream on YouTube and at our station, Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. We also have a Zoom link, so you can come to our website at wrmoravian.org and click that and join us that way. And then following worship, we'll have a little reception, and at 1:45, we'll be doing some Christmas caroling. And we have found that it has worked really well because of the age of our congregation and knowing that the weather doesn't always cooperate with us to go out and about. We do it via cell phone.
Oh.
So we will gather in our social room around a couple of tables. We'll call some of our shut-ins or people that we know and love that we want to share this with and put the cell phone on speaker in front of us, and we'll sing Christmas carols over the phone
to
our shut-ins and those that are in our nursing care facilities.
That's a great idea. That's a wonderful idea. I haven't heard of anything like that before. I love that.
We started doing that with COVID, not knowing, because a lot of the nursing facilities weren't allowing people in. So this was our way of being able to stay connected, even though we weren't physically able to be together.
Beth, if people are just hearing about this and mm-hmm. they would like to be a part of
join us. Right on. The more the merrier. Mm-hmm.
especially, you might need better singers to drown out people like me. It might be a good idea.
Remember, it says make a joyful noise. It didn't say it had to be any good.
That's true. It's true. That is an important detail of it. No. That's going to be a lot of fun. How about if somebody would like to be on your list as far as like person that you to call?
Give us a phone call or shoot us an email and let us know and make sure that you give us the contact information. We would be glad to add them to those that were, or if you're there, you say, hey, let's call. If you've got their number, we'll give them a call.
We'll give you the contact information before we wrap up today. Mm-hmm. But I do want to go on to something else, and this is kind of interesting. This came up. You mentioned your mom loved frogs. You mentioned your sister loved pigs. Mm-hmm. And I immediately thought of like how many of those frogs did you buy your mom? You know, like how many came from you and stuff. Yep. Because I know my mother is like this with Coca-Cola items.
Yep.
And out of all the thousands of items she has, at least 25% are from me, like birthdays and stuff. Mm-hmm. The other things I got her were poinsettias. My dad got her a poinsettia for Christmas when I was a kid, and like for the next like 20 Christmases I got her poinsettias because they're a great plant. She mm-hmm. likes it, and it's the Christmas plant.
It
really
is.
And you guys are doing something really unique with poinsettias.
Every year we invite members of the congregation to provide a poinsettia in our church sanctuary to help decorate. And then on Christmas Eve we list who they are in memory or in honor of. So if you would like to help decorate the front of our sanctuary with a poinsettia, you just drop it by the church, you let us know who it's in memory and in honor of, and it will be placed in our sanctuary. And then after Christmas Eve, after the Christmas season, you are welcome to take it home or maybe give it to the person. If it's in honor of someone, give it to them, or place it someplace that will allow you to remember who it's in honor or memory of.
It's a beautiful way to keep that memory going and to honor that person. Mm-hmm. And especially with a plant and something living and breathing, something mm-hmm. some beautiful as a poinsettia, you know, is a really nice combination right there. I really like that.
We have some members who are able to keep them going year round, which I really appreciate because I am not able to do that.
Yeah, you and me both. Shout out to those people. Those are great. Mm-hmm. They got a whole green hand, not just a green thumb. You guys also have stars available, Moravian stars available for purchase as well.
So the Moravian star is a different type of Christmas star. Mm-hmm. It's also known as the Star of Bethlehem if you see them in like Walmart or other stores.
I knew that because Beth taught me that. I want to brag for a second. I actually knew that.
It's a star that has 26 points, not like a traditional 5-pointed star. Mm-hmm. And it was originally created as a geometry project because the base of each of the points is either a square or a triangle. And you have to know how many squares or triangles and what configuration to put it together.
Oh, is that cool?
It is a traditional symbol for the Moravian Church. We put it up usually for the first Sunday of Advent, mm-hmm. Which is sometimes the Sunday after Thanksgiving, sometimes not, but it's always the fourth Sunday before Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Heard you guys talking about it.
Yeah.
I was very proud. You guys got that right. So it's just a beautiful star that you can put up. We have some that are tree toppers so that you can use that for your Christmas tree indoors, mm-hmm. or we've got some larger ones that you can hang on your porch or in your window. This past summer, I was privileged enough to be able to go to Herrenhut, Germany, which is where mm-hmm. the Star Factory is.
Oh, wow.
And purchase some original stars from the factory that aren't just white. That's traditionally what we think of and mm-hmm. what we sell at the church. But I have a green one. Mm-hmm. I have a blue one that I just put together because that's the color of the Advent season. I got a purple one. I got some smaller ones. I got some bigger ones. So they come in all shapes and sizes. We have two at the church currently that we would be glad to let you come purchase or peruse. We also have them available on Saturday mornings at the Winter's Farmers Market. Mm. So you can always buy them there as well.
And a perfect segue to get into the Winter's Farmers Market. But we do want to encourage you to go to wrmoravian.org to find out more about some of these things that we've talked about here. Again, wrmoravian.org. You can go under activities and find the list of everything that Beth mm-hmm. and I were just going over. But let's touch on the Winter Farmers Market. It is going. It is running strong. I've heard nothing but good things. And every time I pass you guys on a Saturday, the church, it is packed over there.
It is. And it's been going since the middle of October. We will wrap up up this part of the season on Saturday, December 16th. So we've only got two more opportunities. No, just one more. Just this coming Saturday is our last chance in this calendar year. Right. I'll put it that way. We do start up our season again in January. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to come back. I believe it's that first Saturday in January, which is... Got my calendar in front of me, January 6th.
Oh, you got you it before can, me. I was trying to race into it.
You can join us then, but we are taking both Christmas weekend and New Year's weekend off. So this coming Saturday, if you're looking to join us, this past Saturday we had Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus with us. We had all of our vendor space rented.
Oh,
so awesome. It was a full basement. It was a joyous time. Mm. We had a live pianist for some for some of it.
Nice.
So it just was a wonderful sense of community and feeling, and we're hoping to carry it through this week. So come check us out again.
I know that there's a number of people out there that are always looking for things to do this time of year, especially as it gets colder out and we get more snow and everything. It's great to have something like this, a community welcoming event. It's free. Everybody can come. Doesn't matter who you are, what age or anything. Mm-hmm. That part of it is really fun. It's also this time of year, people scrambling, like, I don't want to get the same old for somebody. I don't want to get my mother another Coca-Cola item. I want to think of something different. You go to the farmer's market, you're going to have a plethora of things to choose from and stuff. It actually might make it even harder for you to figure out, now, okay, now I got too many options. It's a good problem to have.
Absolutely.
And you can know that when you do something like that and you're purchasing those items, you are helping our ag industry, you're helping our vendor industry, our people out there that... Every penny counts, and this is such a great opportunity for them to be able to have this. We didn't always have a winter's farmer's market, so appreciating even just having it, let alone what we're able to do for our great vendors out there, the great workers out there.
So it starts at 9 a.m., goes to 1 p.m. We also sell some food. We've got some egg rolls, a vendor that sells egg rolls. I think the fry pies are coming back, as the tamales might be there. So there are cookies that are sold, so it's a wonderful, different, various spices and apple cider and all sorts of things that are being sold there. So come check it out.
And spread the word about the Winter's Farmers Market. We all know that word of mouth is the greatest advertiser of all. Spread the word. Let people know about this. The market's been around long enough, but I still think it is relatively new enough to where not everybody might have heard about it yet. So spread the word about this. Mm-hmm. Encourage people to check it out. And especially if you happen to know a vendor out there.
Because
you guys are still taking vendors,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. We have some that will do it for a month, some that will do it for the season, and some that do it week by week. So, you know, if you're a vendor and you're not quite sure if you want to commit, come one Saturday. Commit to one Saturday and see what we offer, and then maybe you'll consider joining us more often.
Mm-hmm. We'll give you that information, how to contact Beth and the team over there in just a moment, because I did want to make some time for just a couple of other events that you guys do. The Moravian Women, you guys meet, you guys are meeting coming up here?
Our Moravian Women group meets once a month. Usually it's the third Wednesday, and for December they're doing their holiday gathering. So they meet an hour earlier, they'll meet at noon, and they bring finger food and just spend some time in Bible study and in fellowship.
I love finger food. it sounds like a really nice moment, a nice chance to come together and some more camaraderie.
Yes, absolutely.
And Friday morning breakfast Bible studies.
Yes.
This is awesome. I don't know if we've talked about this before.
Yeah, every Friday morning we at 9 o'clock, so it's a later breakfast, we usually have some type of a pastry that we'll share. But we're studying a book which is called The Way of Solomon.
Yeah.
And it's a Jewish rabbi who has translated the book of Ecclesiastes. And it's more the intent. It's not a word for word literal translation, but it's by author Rami Shapiro. And it's one that I came across when I was in seminary and found very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes at it more from a Taoist perspective and how, you know, we often think of it as vanity of vanities, all is vanity. And it really is more of an emptiness. And if something's empty, then there's the opportunity for it to be filled. So it's just a different perspective on that book. So if you'd like to join us, that is open to anybody who would like to come at 9 a.m. on Friday mornings.
I think of the Tao Pu and some of those mm-hmm. books and how they kind of got people a different way of helping people learn more about a subject matter. Mm-hmm. This book really does that. Mm-hmm. It's something that my mom gives me tons of books to read, but only certain books you have to read. Like, I'm going to get a book report from her on and stuff. This was one of them.
Oh, really?
This was
good.
One of those books, and I'm so thankful that she did, too. Mm-hmm. While it was a long time ago, it still impacts. It still hits you. For me, even just thinking about mm-hmm. it when you were talking about it and everything, I could immediately be brought back to that and some of the teachings, some of the lessons that I learned from it.
And we've had some wonderfully rich theological conversation around the table. It's just been wonderful to hear different perspectives on it and what it means for each one of us.
If people want to be a part of this or learn more about any of the great things you guys are doing over there, Beth, how can they get in touch with you?
You can give us a call at the church office at 715-423-0180. You can email me, wrmcpastor@gmail.com. You can check out our website, wrmoravian.org. Or you can always catch us online if you'd like to see and experience some of our worship services. Once we live stream, we keep it up on our channel. So you can go to YouTube and look up Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church.
Thank you for pitch hitting today. Thank you for filling in. We appreciate that. And always appreciate the time for you, Beth. You take care. We'll talk again real soon.
You as well. Thanks for having me.
Well, a more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.